Hello, I'm Mike Harding and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. And many apologies, this show is well late and the reason is we had a big festival, Mayfest, raising money for the Ukrainian Red Cross. And that was the weekend when I should have done the show and didn't get round to it because I was too busy sorting seats out, building a stage, getting the sound and light in, doing all the comparing, collecting the money, etc., etc. So, again, many, many apologies, but we have raised a few quid for the Ukrainian Red Cross, and I'm back here with more than 2 hours of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm going to kick off with a track which is an oldie, but from a digital reissue, remastered, one of the great classics of the Irish trad music scene. The great music fairy was there on the day that this was recorded. Andy Irvine and Paul Brady's seminal album when they were helped out by Kevin Burke and Matt Molloy, amongst others. This is a wonderful version of the traditional song, The Plains of Kildare.
Racing pony on the marble was the man that first brought Stewball here, but to run with Miss Freeze along the plains of Kildare. And the fame of his actions we've heard of before, but now he is challenged by young Mrs. Gore. With Miss Friesel, that handsome grey mare, the 10,000 gold guineas on the plains of Kildare. And the cattle they were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentleman did shout at the sight of the gallant riders, viewing the cattle just as they came there. Oh, they all laid their money on the Monaghan grey mare. And the order it was given, and away they did fly. Stewball like an arrow, the grey mare passed by. And if you had been there to have seen them going round, you'd have thought to your heart that the mare touched the ground. And when at last they came to halfway round the course, Stewball and his rider began to discourse. And Stewball to the rider, "Can you tell to me how far is that grey mare this moment from me?" Says the rider to Stewball, "You run in great style to the head of the grey mare, almost half a mile. You keep your running, I vow and I swear that you never will be beaten by the Monaghan.
Plains of Kildare from Andy Irvine and Paul Brady's reissued classic, their eponymous duo album. Absolutely knockout. It's been cleaned up and it's been livened up and it's been digitally enhanced to make it as good as possible. Now, the next duo are fairly new to me, Janice Burns and Jim Doran, an Anglo-Scottish duo who formed in 2017 after discovering that they'd got a shared love of traditional music. They met studying folk and traditional music at Newcastle University and spent a year together at the University of South East Norway. Their debut EP was released in September 2020 and I've just got my grubby little mitts on a copy. From the EP, this is a cracking version of the Ewan McCall song, The Song of the Fish Gutters. I think this is quite terrific.
Fisher lasses, I has come a while with me. Fi Kirin Balgan Gimli and Fi Inveralaki, Fi Bucky and Fi Aberdeen and all the country in. We don't want to cut the head and we don't want to hear my tune. Rise up in the morning with your bundles and your horn. Be at the station early or we'll surely have to stone. Pack plenty to eat and a kettle for your tea, or you'll nippy to a hunger on your way to your midkey. A day or twa, and when you reach your lodging, sure it's soon to sleep you'll fall. But you rise at five with a sleep still in your ee. You're a what to find the gutton yards along the Yermuty. It's early in the morning and it's late into the night. Your hands are cut in chapa and you look on uncasecht. And you greet like a wane when you put them in the brie. And you wish you were a thousand mile away from Yermuty. Dim de kadidi, your karam de karo, dim de kadidi, your karam de karo. Daira karori akarim dorim daira kradiri karam de karo daira kradiri karam de karorim daira kradiri karam de karo daira karori akarim dorim daira kradiri karam de karo. There's coopers there and curers there and buyers canny chills, lasses at the picklin and others at the creels, and you'll wish the fish had been all left in the sea by the time you finish cutting herring on the Yermuth Quay. In Ledwick and in Stornoway and Shields, worked along the Humber amongst the barrels and the creels. Whippy Grimsby, we've travelled up and down, but the place to see the heron is the quay at Yermuth Dun. Diam de Cradidi, a caram de caro, dim di de Cradidi, a caram de caro, di de caro, a carim dorim, di de Cradidi, a caram de caro, di de Cradidi, a caram de caro, dim di de Cradidi, a caram de caro. Come all you fisher lasses, I has come along with me. Fi Kirin Balgan Gimli and Fi Inveralaki, Fi Bucky and Fi Aberdeen and all the country in. We don't want to cut the head and we don't want to Yermuth tin.
Good stuff. That Song of the Fish Gutters, Janice Burns and John Doran from their eponymous EP. And there is an album on the way and I'm looking forward to it. If that's anything to go by, really great stuff. Now, the good fairy I mentioned before also has touched me recently because I've been after an LP by the Teesside Fettlers called Ring of Iron for ages and ages. Then a good friend, a good fairy, sent me a CD copy. The Fettlers were massively, massively influential in the second wave of the folk revival. Big, strong lads with big, strong voices who brought to life the traditions and music of Teesside and beyond. In particular, the songs of one of their members, Ron Angel. This is, I suppose, his best-known song of all time. It's been covered by Vin Garbutt, Kate Burke, Ruth Hazelton, The Crucible, The Young Guns, Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, and many, many more. It is, of course, the Chemical Workers' Song. And I used to work at the ICI Blakely, Manchester, and this song is so true. Because in those days, any man who drew more than 5 years' pension before popping his clogs was an oddity.
The process, man, am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and a dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you're go.
I've worked among the spinners, I breathe in the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum, and it an iron makes it yoke. I've stood knee-deep in cyanide, gone sick with a caustic burn. Been working rough and seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time their every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you're gone.
There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young lads like the money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and look older than you should. For every bob made on this job you pay with flesh and blood. And it's
go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place you're 2 days nearer death. But you go,
but you go,
but you go.
Chemical Workers song from the album Ring of Iron from the Teesside Fettlers. I'm going to play another track from that later on in the podcast. Now, every Tuesday night finds me at a pub in Manchester playing a few tunes with lots of like-minded people, fiddlers, pipers, playing Irish traditional music, and one of the lasses who pops in from time to time is Angela Usher. And the other day we all heard that she's been awarded the MBE for services to music in the community, because for many years she's been looking after young children, encouraging them to play, teaching them. She's a great, great inspirational teacher, and she plays all kinds of musical instruments herself. She plays almost anything you can name, though she is better known as being one of the best banjo players on the planet. So we were all so chuffed in the pub to find out that she'd been awarded this in recognition of a lifetime's great work and selfless work from a talented and wonderful person. And just to give you an example of how good a musician she is, from her album The Gort Mile, this is Angela Usher, MBE, with Thomond Bridge, The Jug of Punch, and Trip to Duro.
Thank you.
Bridge, The Jug of Punch and Trip to Duro from Angela Usher's album The Goat Mile. And again, many congratulations, Ange, on a well-deserved award. Now, I was mooching through the archives the other day and I came across this next track, a great version of the Greg Brown song Ships from two of my favourite folkies ever, Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage.
Marilyn Monroe was so tired, she was so tired, she was so tired. City girl lost in a field of fright, see what she has done. Now she's out on the boat on the ocean, turning around and around. Sail for a dress and a hand on her breast, out on the rolling sea. Out on the rolling sea.
John Wayne, he was so sick, he was so thick, he was up Elk Creek. Cowboy lost in a long steel hole, and you see what he has done. Now he's out on the boat on the ocean, turning around and around. Lashed to a mast and free at last, out on the rolling sea, out on the rolling sea. Elvis Presley was so fat, gave him all that just to stand pat. Jackie was lost in a living room, can see what he has done.
Now he's out on the boat on the ocean, turning around and around. Dolphins gather to hear him moan, out on the rolling sea. Out on the rolling sea. Will you rock the boat, Mr. Presley?
Will you let us see Miss Monroe?
Will you save us, Mr. Wilson?
Come so far to go back alone.
Come so far. All the long ships are sailing. Come to a place where the sun goes down and they all start turning around. And they all start turning around. And they all start turning around.
Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage with a cracking version of the Greg Brown song Ships, and that's from their album New Moon. I'll have to put these teeth in. New Moon Sessions. I do love it when just doodling around on the laptop or the mainframe computer, I come across stuff that I either haven't played for a long time or I haven't played at all. And I do love that song. Brilliant. Now, here's a true story written by Anon Apocryphal, a.k.a. Alan Wilkinson, and rendered into song by the Teesside Fettlers. Many of you will know the story of Hartlepool and how people from Hartlepool are called monkey hangers. Villages, towns all over this country of ours have got themselves reputations for being a little foolish, I suppose you'd put it. If you think about the village of West Horton, near Bolton, north of Manchester, the people are called cowheads there, cowheaders, because they cut the head off a cow when it got its head stuck in a gate, because the gate was worth more than the cow. The Moonrakers of Middleton, which again is north of Manchester, were called thus because they were so mean, apparently, that two drunks coming home from a pub late one night thought the moon shining on the water was silver and tried to rake it off. And then, of course, Heywood itself is often called Monkey Town. That's between Bury and Rochdale. It's called Monkey Town because all the pub stools in Heywood were made by a bloke who drilled a hole in the middle of the stool so people could pick them up by putting their fingers in the hole in the stool. But the legend went round that it was not for that reason at all, that the holes were drilled in the stool, but so that the people of Heywood could stick their tails down the hole. That's true, I'm not making this up, and I know a bloke who went to South Africa and he was sitting in a bar in Durban, South Africa, and a bloke said, "Are you from Heywood?" And this bloke said, "Yeah." And the fellow went in the back and found a stool with a hole in it for him in South Africa. There you go. Well, the Hartlepool Monkey story is told in this song, The Teesside Fettlers, from the album Travelling the Tees.
Oh, well, it happened in old Hartlepool about the time of France. The Emperor Napoleon was leading us a dance. Sailing down the coast came a British man of war, and the captain's pet monkey was washed upon the shore. The Lord Mayor of Hartlepool was walking on the shore when he came across a funny sight he'd never seen before. There was this little fella sitting on the sand, holding a banana in his tiny hairy hand. Old folks, young folks, everyone and each, come and see the Frenchie that's landing on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square. The Lord Mayor told the town clerk, who hurried to the shore, that there was a little man where he had been before. A crowd had gathered round because he was the funniest sight since a timber yard had burnt down the previous Friday night. Then Constable Parsons, he comes upon the scene, takes out his notebook and he licks his pencil clean. Causing a disturbance is a serious offence. Anything you say will be used in evidence. Old folks, young folks, everyone in each, come and see the Frenchie that's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We think that he's a spy, so we'll hang him in the square. Now when the little man spoke, a funny thing was heard. Constable Parsons couldn't understand a word. The reason for his puzzlement the clerk could plainly see. The little man's a foreigner from way across the sea. The little man's a spy, the angry crowd did roar. Sent by Napoleon to our native shore. So they grabbed the little fella by his long hairy tail, gave him to the copper and threw him in the jail. Old folks, young folks, everyone in each, come and see the Frenchie that's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in air. We think that he's a spy, so we hang him in the square. They hung the little man on a gallows in the town, a rope all round his neck, his tail all hanging down. A lesson to Napoleon to make himself a rule, not to send his hairy spies to old Hartlepool. Old folks, young folks, everyone and each, come and see the Frenchie that's landed on the beach. He's got long arms, a great long tail, he's covered all in hair. We thought he was a spy, so we hung him in the square.
The Hartlepool Monkey, the Teesside Fettlers, from their album Travelling the Tees. You probably have noticed it's not from Ring of Iron, because I was visited at least twice by the good deleted CD fairy. Now, Bob Davenport was 90 a few days ago. Bob's been a massive influence on my life and my attitude to music, which is a little more inclusive, I think, than some people would like. Bob was a fiery little redhead from County Durham. He's gone grey now, like I have. He came of mining stock and never forgot his roots. became deeply, deeply involved with Irish traditional musicians in the London Irish scene when he went to live down there, and also in the English trad scene when he lived in East Anglia. He sang at festivals all over these islands and in the USA and made a rake of great albums. I've spent many a day and night in his company, talking often into the early hours of the morning about music and politics. A massive happy birthday to you, Bob, and many more of them. From Bob's album, The Red-Haired Lad, this is him with The Blarney Stone.
On the road to Bandon one morning last July, I met a pretty colleen, and she smiled as she passed by. Says I am a stranger in Ireland all alone, and won't you kindly tell me where I'll find your Blarney Stone? There's a Blarney Stone in Kerry, there's a Blarney Stone in Clare, there's a Blarney Stone in Wicklow, and there's plenty in Kildare. There's a Blarney Stone in Sligo, another in Mayo, there's devil a town in Ireland, but you'll find the Blarney Stone. I know that you're a Geordie, I can tell it by your brogue. There never was a Geordie, all but was an awful rogue. And since you are a stranger, well, the River Shannon flows, well, the nearest Blarney Stone I know is underneath me nose. There's a Blarney Stone in Kerry, there's a Blarney Stone in Clare, there's a Blarney Stone in Wicklow, and there's plenty in Kildare. There's a Blarney Stone in Sligo, another in Mayo, there's devil a town in Ireland, but you'll find the Blarney Stone. Smile was broadened, she winked her roguish eye, and she set me heart a thumping till I thought I'd surely die. Well, she took me in her arms, and I never gave a moan, and we kissed away the roses on the abandoned Blarney Stone. There's a Blarney Stone in Kerry, there's a Blarney Stone in Clare, there's a Blarney Stone in Wicklow, and there's plenty in Kildare. There's a Blarney Stone in Sligo, another in Mayo, there's devil a town in Ireland, but you'll find the Blarney Stone.
Davenport there, accompanied by the Rakes with the Blarney Stone. That's from the album The Red-Haired Lad, and I'll play another track from that later on in the podcast. Now, the Georgia Shackleton Trio have renamed themselves the Shackleton Trio. The lineup is quite simply Georgia Shackleton, great singer and fiddle player, Aaron Bennett, who's a guitarist and sings a bit, I think, and Nick Zupardi, mandolin player and banjo player extraordinaire. They're, I suppose you'd say it would be British, American and Scandinavian folk traditions that they've melded together. And Georgia has a great flair for finding largely unsung material from our own home county of East Anglia. I love this next song. It's called No Road Across Mousehold. Nothing to do with Mouse Hole in Cornwall. This is about a place in East Anglia where there was a moor with a track across it, and people kept getting shot by fellas out hunting on the moor. It's called No Road Across Mousehold. It comes from an old broadside ballad. Let's see what you think. I love it.
Of Norwich, what's this all about? Should you take a walk, mind what gates you go out for? If you saunter on Mousehold towards the the North style. You stand a good chance to get shot through your tile. There's no road across Mouse Old Heath. There's no road across Mouse Old Heath. There's no road across Mouse Old Heath.
Mousehold Heath, the Shackleton trio from their album simply called Mousehold. Now, I got this next album from John Devine, put it in the CD player and just sat there completely and utterly gobsmacked. There's no other word to describe it. I'm just about getting my head round what I listen to. I think it's totally and absolutely brilliant. If you're listening, John. John, if you don't know him, is a great piper and whistle player steeped in the Irish tradition. He comes from an Irish family, of course, and a great storyteller as well. And the track I'm going to play you now, I will play other tracks next month's show, probably, but the track I'm going to play you now is about father and son relationship. It's an amazing piece of music and storytelling. And I'm going to follow it by something else about, in a way, about fathers. I know it's a story about the wife of a drunk. It's called My Old Man. But many of those wives, the wives of drunks, had sons who saw what was going on. And I looked for versions of this song and couldn't find any better than this. It's a really wonderful version from Terry Clark Coyne. So really, this is two songs back to back about father-son relationships in a way. And the one that kicks it off, What Kind of an Idiot Are You? I think he's just absolutely monumental.
And I'd look at him like a schoolboy dumb after being asked some difficult sum by the master. Or the fact that I was an idiot, I had no doubt. It was the kind of one I could never work out. I remember when I was 17 and I went to buy me first car. Now I couldn't go far without Dowlad coming along to give his wee bit of advice. And we were just going up into Brady's yard and Brady come out looking for his pound of lard or flesh, asking, what kind of a yoke were you thinking to get? And I could see Dowlad setting himself for a long discussion on 15-year-old escorts like the one he had himself. And before he could say, that's another good day, I said, a red one with a stereo. And I looked at Dowlad and the head was low when he turned away as if to go and he muttered, what kind of an e-guitar? I went away over to look at this sporty car, but I could see Dowlad over the yard with his head stuck in the boot of a Volkswagen Jetta, thinking that'd be a fierce yoke for carrying a lock of bags of mail, and I was going to shout over, why don't you get into it? But I went ahead with me deal, and Brady and the suit made another sale. I bought a sound, reliable car with low mileage that was easy and patented, and it was red with a stereo and two big lumps of spot lamps on the front of it, and Dowlad didn't speak for a week. I remember too when I used to play a bit of ball. Round the middle of the field mostly, I was tall and strong and good at the freeze. That was before the bad knees and hamstring trouble. And Dowlad used to go to every match and he'd watch every kick and every catch I'd make or let fall. And then you'd hear him roar and keep your eye on the ball or what the hell he at. And then I got on the senior team. I know for me that was like the realisation of a childhood dream. That's when Dowlad started to chew the wire and smoke Joe Brady's fags because he had none of his own. And then you'd hear him roaring, look at number 9 all alone in the middle of the field. Would you mark him? Stop running round like an e-git. How could you play and you not fit? Let the ball do the work, play into the square. Long balls, long balls, long balls. And then the ref would blow the whistle for a free against me. And Dowlad would start to boo, 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 boo ya, who are you boo? Oh, he wasn't a great booer. We got into a final and I got through in the goal. And I was thinking of the owl lad and playing the hero's role. And thinking of sticking the ball in the back of the net. And then I was met with this big fullback. Oh, he left me on the arse on the muck. What kind of an eagle act? Take him off to him. About 4:30 or 5. They said, your father's alive, but he's wake. He'll not last the night. And I remember trembling and shaking all over with the fright and the shock. I went up to the house as quick as I could, and I prayed from that night as any son would for his father. And I went into the room, and he was there on the bed, and he turned, and he looked at me, and he said, I never praise you much, And I said, no. No, you never praised me much. And he seemed to smile and say, there was often a lack of communication. Aye, there was. There was.
My old man has a heart that's as warm as a breeze on a summer's afternoon. He's gentle with his hands, you should see his fingers dance. When he laughs, he's as crazy as the moon. We've been together now for nigh on 16 years, but I can't tell you how, for I've cried so many tears. For he can't seem to lay off the bottle. He just doesn't know when to stop. Something snaps in his head, and he won't come to bed till he's finished every drop. My old man has been in and out of work for as long as I can recall. It's all for his grog that he can't hold down a job. Sometimes I don't know how I live at all. But there's nothing that I need, I'm not that way inclined. But it makes my heart bleed for to see him get so blind. For he can't seem to lay off the bottle. He just doesn't know when to stop. Something snaps in his head, and he won't come to bed till he's finished every drop. I think I'll send the kids for a while with my mum, and I'll spend some time on my own. We could talk, but I doubt that we'd ever work it out, and I don't know if I could live alone. Well, it's almost 16 years, Christ, it's nearly half my life. But he's married to his booze, and I don't feel much like a wife. For he can't seem to lay off the bottle. He just doesn't know when to stop. Something snaps in his head, and he won't come to bed till he's finished every drop. My old man has a heart that's as warm as a breeze on a summer's afternoon. Well, he's gentle with his hands, you should see his fingers dance. But now he's living in a rented room. We meet from time to time, but there's nothing left to say. We once had something fine, but the booze got in the way. For he can't seem to lay off the bottle. He just doesn't know when to stop. something snaps in his head, and he won't come to bed till he's finished every drop. Till he's finished every drop. With a knick-knack paddywhack, give a dog a bone. My old man comes rolling home.
Two songs taking different views, if you like, of the relationship between a son and his father. That was My Old Man from Garver's album Sweet Liberty, lead vocals Kevin Clark Coyne. And before that, you heard John Devine from his new album Notions with What Kind of Egypt Are You? Two, I just think, mind-blowing songs there. And I'm going to play more from John's new album in next month's show for definite. Now, Maureen McAuliffe from Duncuin in County Kerry in the beautiful Dingle Peninsula is one of the great voices, one of the great voices of Ireland. She was a flute player and singer in that great Irish band, Danu. Well, when she left Danu, she didn't stop working. She's a very creative person who's made lots of fabulous programmes with T.G. Caha, made lots of great programmes, great films. And she's also made a rake of fine albums. Her latest album has been recorded with the Irish Chamber Orchestra. It's called Róisín Reimagined. And I think it works beautifully because what they've done is Maureen, who's deeply rooted in the Seán Nós tradition of singing, the unaccompanied form of Irish traditional singing, is joined by an orchestra that's got sensitivity, sympathy, and a deep understanding of the tradition. And the combination of the two, I think, just works stunningly. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, one later on in the programme, but one now. It's the title track, in a way, Róisín Dubh, which means the Black Rose, and was the name that was used for Ireland when at one time it was supposedly forbidden to speak the name of the land itself in what we call now the dark days of the penal times.
Thank you.
Cowliffe and the Irish Chamber Orchestra with Roisin Duve from the album Roisin Reimagined. I think that's just completely and utterly wonderful. Another track from that later on in the show. Now, the last show was a request show and I had to drop about half a dozen requests because I just didn't have the time or the space. And there were a number of requests for something from Dom Prague, one of the most interesting recent voices on the English traditional folk scene, deep into the songs and nothing flash or contrived about him. The lad, I think, is just dead right. His album is called Needle and Thread, and from it this is one of the songs most requested. Dom Prague with Van Diemen's Land.
Out on a moonlit night with your dog, your gun and snare, the lofty hare and pheasant you have at your command, not thinking that you might end up upon Van Diemen's land. There's Thomas Brown from Nottingham, Jack Williams and poor Joe. They was bold and daring poachers, as the country well does know. One night they was all captured by the gamekeeper's hand, and for 14 years transported was upon Van Diemen's land. Set sail from England and landed at the bay. We had rotten straw for bedding, we dared not to say nay. Our cots were fenced with barbed wire, we slumber while we can, and hope the barbed wire drives away the wolves that roam Van Diemen's land. So when that we was landed upon that fateful shore, the planters came a-flocking round, full 20 score or more. They lined us up like horses and sold us out of hand. Then they yoked us to the plough, my boys, to plough Van Diemen's land. Thank you. Summers was her name. For 14 years transported for selling of our game. But I planned to board her freedom and married her out of hand. No longer than she dragged the plough upon Van Diemen's land. Sometimes when I am sleeping, I have a pleasant dream. With my sweet girl I am sitting down by some purling stream. Through England I am strolling, my true love holds my hand. But then I wake up broken hearted upon Van Diemen's land. So come all you gallant poachers and listen to my song. This is my only good advice, although it is not long. Lay down your gun and snare my boys, to you I do speak plain. If you knew the fate that waits for you, you'd never poach again.
Great sound on that guitar. I think it's a gut strung, or nylon strung, I should say. I'm sure you are old, I am. Nylon strung guitar, really beautiful, rich sound. Don Prag from the album Needle and Thread with the classic transportation ballad Van Diemen's Land. And like I said, that's one of the tracks that was requested for last month's request show, and I was unable to put it in. There were other requests too, one of which came from a guy wanting to hear something from an album called Bound for Glory, Woody Guthrie and Will Geer. Will Geer is a really interesting guy. He was the grandpa in the Waltons TV series, and he travelled around America at the same time as Woody Guthrie, and the two of them met up in California and became friends. They eventually made their way back to New York and lived there together for a time in the 1940s. Will, like Woody, was blacklisted in the 1950s by Hollywood after refusing, in testimony before the Un-American Activities Committee, to name people who'd joined the Communist Party. But what happened was, Will was asked to make an album. Will Geer spoke Woody's words from the book Bound for Glory and tracks from Woody's long life of songwriting and singing were put in. I think the result is wonderful. I'm going to play two tracks. This is the first one, the song which should be the American national anthem. This Land Is Your Land, words of Woody Guthrie, spoken by Will Geer.
I hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think that you're just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody, no good for nothing, because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too slim or too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down, or songs that poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or your hard traveling. I'm out to fight those kinds of songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I am out to sing songs that will prove to you that this is your world, that if it has hit you pretty hard and knocked you down for a dozen loops, no matter how hard it's run you down or rolled over you, no matter what color, what size you are, how you're built, I am out to sing the songs that make you take pride in yourself and in your work. And the songs I sing are made up for the most part by all sorts of folks just about like you.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. ¶¶ roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, and the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Woody Guthrie with This Land Is Your Land from the album Will Gear, and Woody Guthrie, Bound for Glory. And like I said, another track from that later on in the programme. Now, Fellside Records is one of the great little labels of the folk world. Their input into the good and wonderful music, that is folk music, has been just amazing. Just check them out and look at the back catalogue. It is just a bedrock, really, of everything that is good about the folk world. Paul and Linda Adams have been running it more or less as a labour of love for many, many years now. But what many people don't know is that Fellside, way up there on the Cumbrian coastline, as well as being run by Paul and Linda, actually has, within its management, a superb singer. Linda Adams has got a lovely voice, and over the years, she's put together quite a few songs. Paul put together an album, I think for her birthday, a significant birthday, 21 maybe, and it's a collection of her favourite songs, sung, of course, by her. This, I think, is a cracking version of The Witch of the Westmorlands.
Pale was the wounded knight who bore the round shield, loud and cruel were the raven's cries who feasted on the field, saying green moss and heather bands will never clean your wounds, there's none but the maid of the winding mere can help thee heal and sound. Then course well my brindled hounds, and fetch me the mountain hare, whose coat is as grey as the wasp water, and as white as a lily fair, whose head of green and moss and heather bands will never staunch the flood. There's none but the witch of the Westmorlands can save thy dear life's blood. Then turn your stallion's head, till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider o'er the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. Clear was the paly moon when his shadow passed him by. Below the hill was the brightest star, and he heard the howling cry, saying, why do you ride this way, and wherefore come ye here? I seek the witch of the Westmorlands, who dwells by the winding mere. Then fly free a good grey hawk, to gather the golden rod, and feed your horse into the clouds above a young gabriel. Weary by Ol's water, and the misty raven way, till through left of the Kirkston past the winding water lay. He said, lie down my brindled hounds, and perch my good grey hawk, and he my steed may graze thy fill, for I must his mountain walk. But come when ye hear my horn, and dance with the call, for a fear of the sun shall arise this morning, and may serve me best of all. Down to the water's brim, he bore the
she from the lake, fast and free got she. One has the form of a maiden fair, and a jet black mare's body. Long, loud, and shrill he blew, till his steed was by his side. I overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, "Course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike, my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair, who said, 'Pray, sheath thy silvery sword, and lay down thy rowan shield. For I see by the briny blood that flows, you've been wounded in the field.' She stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. She kissed his pale lips once and twice and three times round again. She's bound his wounds with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen heel and soon with the sun high in the day. She said, 'Ride with your brindle towns at heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's kissed by the witch of the Westlands.'"
A song written by Archie Fisher and sung beautifully there by Linda Adams on her album Nobody But Me. That was The Witch of the Westmorlands. Now, as many of you will know, and I bore people constantly with stories from the days, my early years were spent as a folk singer, travelling round the country with a banjo and a concertina in the back of the car, travelling the length and breadth of this island, playing in folk clubs. In 1 year, I worked it out, I'd done 30,000 miles and played 300 gigs. Anyway, it was good crack, and as many of you will know, folk clubs were run absolutely not-for-profit by people who just loved the music and would go week on week to some dusty old pub room somewhere, sweep it, get it ready, and stick candles in bottles and charge half a crown a person on the door, or five bob or whatever. Never got up much beyond 10 bob when I was working the clubs. And you'd have a great night of wonderful music. All over the country there were folk clubs. I think somebody worked out that in Sheffield you could go to 3 clubs every night of the week, something like that. It was the same pretty much in every city on this island. One of the clubs I loved going to was Bollington Folk Club. In fact, that's where I recorded some of my earliest performances, which were later shoved out on a vinyl disc. The Woods family were the residents at the Bollington Folk Club and ran a terrific club. It's still going, though the Woods family are no longer running it. But the same good fairy that gave me a copy of the Teesside Fettlers albums also gave me an album recorded by the Woods family back in 1969. It's an old recording, obviously, but I think it's well stood the ravages of time and stands up just as well today as it did all those years ago. Sisters Pat Wood and Jackie Wood share vocals. Pat also plays harmonica and Jackie plays banjo. Brother Chris played guitar and also sang. And I think this is a lovely version of the Gordon Lightfoot classic, Early Morning Rain.
I'm stuck here on the ground, where the pavement never grows,
where the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend, she's a rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engine roar, see the silver wing on high. She's away in westward bound, far above the path she flies, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun never shines. She'll be flying on my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here underground, old and drunk as I might be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on my way in the early morning.
Family from Bollington, Cheshire, just south of Manchester, where they run the Bollington Folk Club with the early morning rain, Gorton Lightfoot's classic song. And I think that's as good as anything you hear nowadays. Okay, early days of recording and, you know, limited desks and limited number of tracks, etc., etc., but it is what it is. And in those days, you were booked for folk clubs on the telephone, or even more archaically, by words written on Basildon Bond, which was an early form of email. And they would ask you, would you perform at their folk club for 10 quid or 15 quid? And you would be only too happy to do so. And you'd drive a couple of hundred miles to do it too. Good old days. Yeah, I may play you more tracks from albums of the time if I can get my grubby little mitts upon them. Now, another track now from the Andy Irvine and Paul Brady classic album of the same name. This is Arthur MacBride, a song which has been covered by so many other people, but also is one which they are always asked to sing.
Tramp, and we met Sergeant Upper and Corporal Vamp. and a little wee drummer intending to count for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen we did reply, intending no harm, but meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although the jewel offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spouting or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take a lad as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my cried, and sample their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his bow, and we made a football of it, rowdy-dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs, while we lathered them there like a bear of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, while we were the lads who would give them hard clothes and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and my cousin Juan Arthur, my bride, as we went walking down by the seaside. Now, Marco, what followed and what did betide for it being on Christmas morning?
Well, that's it. The classic version of that great song, Arthur MacBride, from the album Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, remastered and remixed. Get your grubby little mitts on it now. And I've heard on the grapevine that Andy's coming up to his 80th birthday, is it? And he's going to have a birthday party in Vicar Street, Dublin, sometime very soon. I'm not sure of the date. I think it's this month, actually. And that is something not to be missed. I shall be in Ireland myself, but I'll be in Connemara on the other side of the country. So I doubt if I'll be able to get there. Now, I've been a massive fan of Ye Vagabonds ever since the first day I heard them. Two brothers who make, I think, some of the best music ever. Just like Lamkin, that young Irish group, there's a raw authenticity about them which just grabs you. Well, it did me, anyway. From their new album, Nine Waves, this is their version of the traditional ballad, the big ballad, the Muckle Sang, as they say in Scotland, Lord Gregory.
I am a poor girl, straight from Capoquin, in search of Lord Gregory, pray God I'll find him. The wind beats my yellow locks, the dew wets my skin, the baby's cold in my arms, Lord Gregory, let me in. Lord Gregory's not here, nor henceforth can't be seen. He is gone to bonnie Scotland to bring home his new queen. So leave now these windows and likewise this hall, for it's deep in the sea you should hide your downfall. Remember, Lord Gregory, that night in Gavaquin, we changed the rings from our fingers, and that against my will. For yours was pure silver, and mine was black tin, for yours cost 12 guineas, love, and mine not 1 cent. Do you remember, Lord Gregory, in my father's hall? There you had your willow beak, and that was worst of all. Who'll shoe my babe's little feet? Who'll put gloves on her hands? Who'll tie my babe's middle with the long and green? My babe's yellow locks with an ivory comb. Who'll be my babe's father till Lord Gregory comes home? My curse on you, mother, my curse it being sore. For I heard the lass of Outram came knocking at my door. Oh, lie down, my foolish son, now lie down and sleep. For it's long ago your weary maid went waving in the deep. Thank you.
the black horse, the brown and the bay. Go saddle me the finest horse in my stable today. I will range over mountains and valleys so wide, till I find the lass of Arkham and lie down by her side.
Just like the brothers Gillespie and Robin and Barry Dransfield, there's a special magic when you get two lads singing together like that. Ye Vagabonds from their new album Nine Waves with the traditional ballad Lord Gregory. Another track now from the Woody Guthrie Will Gear album Bound for Glory. This is a song about the emigrants heading out of the Dust Bowl towards California and suddenly finding that it's not a land of milk and honey. It's certainly not pastures of plenty. This is, of course, Do Re Mi.
The further west you walk, the browner, hotter, stiller, and emptier the country gets. I met the hard rock miners, old prospectors, desert rats, and whole swarms of hitchhikers, migratory workers, squatted with their little piles of belongings in the shade of the big signboards out across the flat, hard, crushed, gravelly desert. Kids chasing around the blistering sun. Ladies cooking scrappy meals in sooty buckets, scouring the plates clean with sand, all waiting for some kind of a chance to get across the California line.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. To buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi, why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Well, the album's called Bound for Glory, and it features Woody Guthrie and the words of Woody Guthrie read by Will Gear. That, of course, was Do Re Mi. It's well worth getting hold of that album. I bought it, I think it's about, was it, 11 quid? It's not madly expensive, and it's still available. Now, Huro are a seven-piece band from the Highlands. They won Up and Coming Artists of the Year at the MG Alba Scott's Trad Music Awards in 2017. They've made three albums. Their latest, the third album, is a Wee Cracker, and from it, this is one of my favourite songs, not just of theirs, but one of my favourite songs ever. It's a classic which is now firmly in the folk canon, written by Corinne Polwart. It's called Follow the Heron. And it's beautiful.
back of the winter is broken, and the light lingers long by the door. And the seeds of the summer have spoken in gowns that bloom on the shore. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heading home.
In darkness we carried on our sorrows and stoked all our fires of fear. And now these bones lie empty and hollow, are ready for gladness to cheer. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heading.
So long may sing of the salmon and the snow sends its sands off your home. While the north wind delivers the sermon of ice and salt water and stone. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heading home. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heading home. And we'll follow the heading home.
From the new album by Ho Row, that was Follow the Heron. The title of the album is New Moon, and I think it's a cracker. The BBC didn't like me saying that, but I like saying it because it's true. Another cracking album which arrived recently came from Pauline Scanlon, that great Irish singer. It's called The Unquiet. And I'll just read you what she's written about it. The Unquiet is based on the life of my late mother, Eileen Scanlon, and her contemporaries in Irish society. I made the album for my daughter Kitty, that she may know her grandmother, what she was like, the bright, loving, funny, and powerful force of nature that she was. So she will always know what her grandmother and many other Irish women lived through. Well, one of my favourite songs on the new album is Pauline's version of the traditional ballad The Well Below the Valley, which was collected, I suppose the best version was collected anyway, from an Irish traveller called John Riley. The song is known throughout Europe in various forms, and it tells the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman meeting at the well. Christ disguises himself as a palmer or a pilgrim, and he's refused a drink by the woman at the well, which of course in those biblical times when much of the land of Israel was desert, and any traveller would not have been refused a glass or a cup of water or a bucket of water even. And this woman at the well refused Jesus a drink of water, and in return he tells her everything about her life. And of course it is not in the slightest bit pretty.
Green rose, a lily, oh.
buried among the bushes, oh. A gentleman was passing by. He asked for a drink as he was dry at the well below the valley, oh. Green grows the lily, oh. Buried among the bushes, oh.
If your true love was passing by, it fell in a drink if he was dry at the well below the valley.
Green rose and lily, oh, right among the bushes, oh.
She swore by grass, she swore by corn, her true had never been born at the well below the valley.
Green rose and lily, oh, bright among the bushes, oh.
He said to her, "You're swearing wrong. 6 fine children you were born at the well."
My soul.
from her new album, The Unquiet. That was Pauline Scanlon with a wonderful, wonderful version of The Well Below the Valley. By the way, you probably know that song, Jesus Met the Woman at the Well, which is a gospel song. Lots of the gospel singers of America sing it. And that's sort of based on the same story. Now, I happen to be a survivor of life in a Catholic grammar school. Quite a few of us just got through by the skin of our teeth. And one of the lads who helped out at the recent folk fest for the Ukraine that I ran to raise money for the Ukrainian Red Cross, David Metcalf, was a survivor of a Catholic boarding school he was sent to. His parents thought it would do him good. It didn't. His new EP is absolutely wonderful. And from it, this is a chilling song, which I've played before, an earlier version on one of his albums. I played before, but this is a cracking version of Catholic Total Institution Blues. Or I should say, 1964 Catholic Total Institution Blues. That's the right title. But listening to it, well, I'll see what you think, but it always sends a chill down my spine.
Inspection in the supper time queue. By the door, the black clothes stands. While you're waiting in line, wondering what you're gonna do about the ink stains in your hands. It was a black September when they sent you away. You're only 9 years old. Well, maybe, baby, there's a price to pay, but the future will be gold. And tell them to come, take me home. Oh, but the bell is ringing and there's nothing you can do. You're standing all alone in the yard with your ink transgression in the supper time queue. You got 10 marks on your car, and tell them to come, take me home. Here everybody fighting for survival. The time you manage to pretend, but there are times you may find you're just like Job in the Bible, only God to turn to then. Well, the golden boy's got too much power, so you got too many lines. Well, ain't they all so la-di-da, just to hear them talk sometimes. And it's silence in the dormitory, silence in the queue, silence on the corridor, singing do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-do. And it's 1964. La 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 la. About the black crow lingers on the upper floor, and he gonna make you pay. You're sliding down the stairs along the other corridor. Gotta stay right out of his way, 'cause you were after the bell and you had to hide away. So you were absent when he came. Then somebody says you'll be in trouble today, 'cause the black crow took your name. And tell him to come, take me home. So it's a dreaded line where time goes slow, till the moments when you pay. The others run the water as hot as it will go, to take the pain away.
I say everybody fighting for survival. Most of the time you manage to pretend, but there are times you may find you're just like Job. In the Bible, only God to turn to them. Well, the place is deserted. You know it's because they got a film showing up in the hall. You're standing all alone underneath the cross with your face against the wall. Way down in the kitchen, someone opens the door. You hear the radio play. He ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Ain't it the way you feel today? I say everybody fighting for survival. Most of the time you will not shed a tear, but there are times you may find you're just like Job. In the Bible, ain't no one to turn to here.
...1964... Catholic Total Institution Blues. Enough of that. Let's have another track from the Janice Burns and John Doran album to cheer us all up again. This is Glasgow Peggy, and it's cracking.
Healing lads are brisk and bro, healing lads are young and merry, and all the water Glasgow tune to steal a wall, my bonny Peggy. Her feather, he's got word of this, and oh, but he was wondrous and grey. You can tack my ears in an all my kay, but leave to me my bonny lassie. You can keep your ears in an all your kay, for I hate cows and yows already. I'll not tack your ears in an all your kay, but I'll steal a wall your bonny lassie. Healing lads are brisk and bra, healing lads are young and merry, and all the water Glasgow tune to steal a wall, my bonny Peggy. He's mounted up on his milk white steed, and she is on his wee grey niggie, and they hear it to the break of day, and he's staying a wall, the bonny lassie. They rid our hills and they rid our dales, they rid through moors and mountains mony, until they met with the Earl of Hume, riding way as young son Johnny. Then it turns back the Earl of Hume, oh, but he was wondrous sorry. The bonniest lass in Glasgow toon, and she's a war wi' a healing laddie. Healing lads are brisk and bro, healing lads are young and merry, and all the water Glasgow toon to steal a war, my bonny Peggy. They rid our hills and they rid our dales, they rid through moors and mosses mony, until they come to yonder glen, and she's lain down with healing laddie. He's taen her up yon high, high hill when that the sun was shining clearly. Says all you see belongs to thee for lying down with a healing laddie. Healing lads are brisk and bro, healing lads are young and merry, and all the water Glasgow toon to steal a wall, my bonny Peggy. Healing lads are brisk and bro, healing lads are young and merry.
Great stuff. Glasgow Peggy, that's from the album Janice Burns and John Doran, their EP. Do get it. And I am so looking forward to hearing the new album when it comes out. Please send it me, you two, soon as. Now, busy all through the pandemic has been young Tim Eady. Like many of us, he lost all his income during those two terrible years, but he kept at it and produced a rake of great music. recorded mostly in his own home, sometimes with people like Mike McGoldrick and sharing tracks with people all over. And one of the things that I really love is a beautiful version he's done on a new album you can get called Live from Teapot Studios, Scotland, recorded during the pandemic. It's a fantastic version of a tune written by Phil Cunningham, which was composed in memory of his grandfather's late wife, Eleanor. They lived together in a salmon bothy, which I'd never heard of, but it is a little cottage where salmon fishermen and their wives lived and their families. And this one was in the little fishing village of Usan, I don't know how you pronounce it, 3 miles south of Montrose. It is a totally beautiful air. That man, Phil Cunningham, is an absolute genius. And so is Tim Eady. And this is a wonderful version of a beautiful tune. Temidi with Eleanor of Usan. I think that's how it's pronounced. Do forgive me if I've got it wrong. That comes from the album Live from Teapot Studios, Scotland, and you can download it. Just go to Temidi's site. You'll find links on our website here, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you can log on there and go and have a look and get the album, because it's full of wonderful, wonderful stuff. Another track now from Murray Nikolov's album Roisin Reimagined. And the track I've chosen to play is an Tan Van Vocht, which translates as the old woman. The old woman in this case being a hidden code for Ireland itself. You know, before I talked about Roisin Dubh, the black rose, being a symbol of Ireland and, if you like, a hidden phrase meaning Ireland. And the same thing happens with An Tan Van Vocht, which was used by W.B. Yeats and Augusta Lady Gregory when they based their 1902 nationalist play Kathleen Na Hoileáin on the legend. The old woman, the poor old woman, stands for Ireland. It also inspired Tommy Makem's song Four Green Fields, which was composed in the modern context of Northern Ireland's partition from the Republic of Ireland. And the character also appears, pub quiz time, ladies and gentlemen, as the old lady selling milk in the opening passage of Ulysses by James Joyce. A day without something learned is a day wasted.
Boy, the tough siege it is, that in not go crunch it, here's the tan van bach. Is come a crinoon a fane, here's the tan van bach. Is come a crinoon a fane, here's the tan van bach. Yes, there won't the land rain, gosh, killed out a robber hay. Honest cleat of wheat, there's the tan van bach. Is a vine it falls, there's here, here's the tan van bach. Is a vine it falls, there's here, here's the tan van bach. Bem it said, dear one is crab. Bem it said, oh, have good health. Sir, good joel, a cowardly love, here's the tan van bach. Is can da vegan order, here's the tan van bach. Is can da vegan order, here's the tan van bach. Sarah doing a book of heart, quite a squab in after war. Sweet and full, drop to a schlefall, here's the tan van bach. Thon a frown picked up their soil, here's the tan van bach. Thon a frown picked up their soil, here's the tan van bach. Van bach. Boy, to tough to seal today, spat and soil if on in lie. Spag or not, go cry to tray, here's the tan van bach. Spag or not, go cry to tray, here's the tan van.
Maureen Nicolliffe and the Irish Chamber Orchestra with An Tan Van Vocht from the album Roisin Reimagined. And the album is really full of beautiful songs like that. And I'm sure it's destined to become a modern classic. From one classic to another, Bob Davenport, 90 years old. Again, happy birthday, Bob. And here he is with the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
My uncle would tell me about the place he was born in and reared.
and end up his story by saying, we'll go there next year if we're spared. But the tales I love best from his childhood, though sadly I'll hear them no more, were the times that he had when he was a lad on a stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. When the day's work was done, they would meet there in the summer or winter the same. No worries or cares did they have then, and life seemed an innocent game. Dan Murphy would fetch down his fiddle while his daughter looked after the stall. The tunes they would ring, oh, songs they would sing, on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young, on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. In memories my uncle would wander to the scenes of his childhood and home, to the friends and relations he met there. 'Twas poverty caused him to roam. Though here in this country he prospered, I know in his heart he felt sore when in memory he flew to the days that he knew on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
The stone outside Dan Murphy's door, Bob Davenport, 90 years old. And lots of love to you, Bob, from all of us up here in God's own county of Yorkshire. I decided that I could have finished there, but I want to play this for all of you and for Bob as well, and for lovers of Woody Guthrie's song. This is John Mellencamp's version of Do Re Mi, the song I played before about the Dust Bowl and the migrants to California, a modern version which comes from an album called A Vision Shared, Songs of Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly. And I think this is a cracking version. Thanks ever so much for listening. I shall leave you here with it now. If you want to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and throw a few bob in the bin for the show, that would be great, because I've just had to pay Pro Tools a lot of money for the privilege of fighting their software. It's a bugger, I'll tell you. Any road up, that's my problem, not yours. Do look after yourselves, mind how you go, and be happy. If you can. Hard sometimes, I know, but don't give up. This is John Mellencamp with a cracking version of Do Re Mi, and I'll see you next month. I think what I might do is change from the last Sunday in the month to the first Sunday in the month. So the next show will go out the first Sunday in July. Yeah. See, I'm not all that daft. Ta-da.
Folks back east, they say, he's leaving home every day. beating our hot and dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sand they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to the sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. But if you ain't got the dory and me, folks, if you ain't got the dory and me, why you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of paradise to live in or to see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so high if you ain't got the dory. Take a vacation by the mountains or the sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me. Cause I look through the warnings every day, but the headlines in the papers always say, well, if you ain't got to dore me, boys, why better go back to beautiful Texas? Oh, God.